Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $400 thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains October 13th through the 16th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Carol and Connor, are you guys ready to play?
Yeah.
Ready, yeah.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
All right. I'm going to ask you guys five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the studio, and I'll ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Here's the thing, guys. Raven has been off all day today. This is a good day to take him down, okay?
We got it.
Number one, Ariana Grande will give her estranged husband, Dalton Gomez, a one-time payment of $1.25 million, but no spousal support. Ariana is currently filming what upcoming musical movie?
Snow White and Seven Dwarfs.
Number two, Madonna's groundbreaking career can be explored in her new book, A Rebel Life. Which Madonna song mentioned 16 Hollywood icons and inspired its own dance move?
Vogue.
Number three, this year's winner of the Fat Bear Week contest is Grazer, weighing over 100,000 pounds. She's a mama bear and is known to attack larger bears, even males, to protect her cubs. What famous bear wants you to know that only you can prevent forest fires?
Smokey the Bear.
Number four, writer R.L. Stine has announced that Hulu will premiere a movie version of his hit 2012 novel Zombie Town. What is the name of the series of horror novels written by R.L. Stine?
Goosebumps.
At number five, it's Friday the 13th. What artist used to write the number 13 on her hand in eyeliner before each show, and now many of her fan base do the same?
I have no idea.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Here, you guys got the one that I think Raven won't get. Let's see if it's enough.
How they do?
Okay, so three out of five for Carol and Connor.
Not great, not terrible. $400. Here we go.
Number one, Ariana Grande will give her estranged husband, Dalton Gomez, a one-time payment of $1.25 million, but no spousal support.
Seems like a bargain, actually, for her.
I think so, too. Ariana is currently filming what upcoming musical movie?
Wicked.
That's right. He probably feels like he doesn't need her for his own success, and you know.
I mean, even still, what she put him through in this public thing, I mean, I think he could have got more.
Maybe he just wants to be done with it. Number two, Madonna's groundbreaking career can now be explored in her new book, A Rebel Life. Which Madonna song mentioned 16 Hollywood icons and inspired its own dance move?
Vogue, 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 Vogue.
Yes. Number three, this year's winner of the Fat Bear Week contest is Grazer, weighing over 100,000 pounds.
That's a fat bear.
She's a mama bear and is known to attack larger bears, even males, to protect her cubs. What famous bear wants you to know that only you can prevent forest fires?
That'd be Smokey the Bear.
That's right. You guys are tied at three. Number four, writer R.L. Stine has announced that Hulu will premiere a movie version of his hit 2012 novel Zombie Town. What is the name of the series of horror novels written by R.L. Stine?
I don't know.
Goosebumps.
Yeah, okay.
They got that one.
All right.
Number five, it's Friday the 13th. What artist used to write 13 on her hand in eyeliner before each show, and now many of her fan base do the same?
Isn't it Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift is correct. All right, Carol and Connor, he beat you 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, we're Carol and Connor, and we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, you two. $500 come Monday, Anna.